A full-scale search for a missing four-year-old is underway in Tolaga Bay on the east coast. The police and around 200 volunteers are scouring land near the town for the four-year-old boy named Axel. Our reporter Amy Williams is with us now for an update on this. Amy, kia ora, thank you for being with us this morning. What is the latest you're hearing from the search?
Kia ora, Susie. I've spoken to a local farmer this morning who was at a dawn briefing at the Tolaga Bay police station. She said that there were around 200 volunteers, local people, who were there to join in the search this morning. It was due to resume at first light. Now, the town, this is a town of around 800 people, so that's a lot of people involved in the search. She said the search is inland on forestry land and there is a river running through it. The search yesterday included police dogs and a helicopter, and a small team continued to search overnight. The person I spoke to this morning said that the helicopter was due to return at around 8 o'clock this morning.
And so tell us about Axel, this four-year-old boy that is being looked for being searched for this morning.
Yes, Axel was last seen wearing a blue shirt with palm trees on it and blue gumboots with sharks on them. He was reported to have walked off from his Tolaga Bay home with a small white dog. Now that dog, that pet, has since been found. The local that I spoke to said that the search yesterday had been looking at the area where the dog had come from. She said that they had been able to track where that dog had come from back to return back home. And she said that the community's feeling distressed for the family, for this little boy and his family, and are just really getting behind the search for him.
And the police then have pinpointed a reasonably small area, is it, that they're looking in?
We do know that the area is about 7 to 8 km inland from the coast. Police haven't yet told or said how big an area they're searching. We do know that there are waterways within this area. The local I spoke to said that there had been part of the search team had wetsuits and were searching the river yesterday before dark. So she expected that would continue today.
Thank you very much. That is Amy Williams, our reporter there.